What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Andrew, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, Donald Trump has heavily hinted that he'll make another run for president next election. But after weeks of evidence from the congressional inquiry into January 6th, it seems like a criminal probe into his actions might be getting closer. So what do the investigations mean for Trump 2024?
This election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
The day after the January 6th riot, when a mob of his supporters stormed the US Capitol, Donald Trump was practicing for a TV address. His team had finally persuaded him that a message to the nation was probably a good call. But even after everything that had happened, Trump still didn't want to admit to his followers that Joe Biden had won. This previously unseen video clip was aired in the latest congressional hearings. It was just one more piece of the puzzle which Democrats argue proves that Trump was at the center of a plot to overturn the election result. It's a message that the January 6th committee has tried to hammer home in session after session, that Trump was determined to remain president of the United States and he'd stop at nothing to make it happen. Here's Liz Cheney, one of only two Republicans who sit on the committee, speaking at the most recent hearing.
You already know Donald Trump's goal, to halt or delay Congress's official proceedings to count certified electoral votes. You know that Donald Trump tried to pressure his vice president to illegally reject votes and delay the proceedings. You know he tried to convince state officials and state legislators to flip their electoral votes from Biden to Trump. And you know Donald Trump tried to corrupt our Department of Justice to aid his scheme.
The committee is taking a break from public hearings over the summer, but that doesn't mean the investigation into Trump is slowing down. The committee will spend August interviewing new witnesses, checking facts, and gathering more evidence. In the meantime, another major inquiry into January 6th and Donald Trump's role in it is gathering steam.
We begin this evening with bombshell breaking news from the Washington Post. The Post reporting the Justice Department is investigating former President Trump's actions in its criminal probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
At the end of last week, the U.S. Department of Justice interviewed two top aides of former Vice President Mike Pence. The investigators wanted to know about Donald Trump's conversation with his inner circle about a plan to put forward slates of fake electors in states that Joe Biden had won. Here's Carol Lenig, one of the Washington Post reporters who broke the story, speaking to MSNBC.
What we learned is that they are asking most of their questions, at least so far, about Donald Trump. The questions overwhelmingly are, what did Donald Trump tell his lawyers? What did Donald Trump say to you? What did Donald Trump say to Mike Pence?
It seems like the Justice Department's attention is squarely fixed on Trump. So, how serious is it for him? The decision to bring a criminal case against Trump is one that ultimately rests with one man, Merrick Garland. He's the Attorney General of the United States and the guy in charge of the criminal inquiry at the Justice Department. Until recently, Merrick Garland has played his cards pretty close to his chest about whether Trump might face criminal charges, but his position may be changing. Here's Merrick Garland speaking to reporters last month.
No person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us.
Even a former president.
I don't know how to maybe say that again. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly.
No person is above the law. That's the biggest signal we've heard from him so far that the Justice Department might be willing to prosecute Trump. Merrick Garland told NBC News last week that the Justice Department wouldn't be influenced by any outside factors in making that decision, not even if the person being charged is running for elected office.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
So with a threat of charges looming, will Trump decide to run for president again?
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organized trolling campaign. The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
You think that if Donald Trump is charged with a crime, it might make him more reluctant to put his name forward for the 2024 election. After all, he'd be the first former president to face a criminal prosecution. That's not exactly a badge of honour. But some sources have told journalists that Donald Trump's legal problems might actually encourage him to have another run at the presidency.
An announcement from former President Trump for a 2024 election bid is more of a when, not an if. But it's not having, it's not about avenging a loss. It's not about being angry about the last election. Four people with knowledge of the situation tell Rolling Stone that mounting legal issues are a motivating factor for Trump's desire to retake the White House.
If Donald Trump did win a second term in 2024, the DOJ investigation would be cancelled in the blink of an eye. No matter whether Trump is charged or not, the January 6th hearings have presented plenty of evidence of wrongdoing by Trump after he lost the 2020 election. If Trump is a candidate for 2024, it will be up to the Republican Party to decide whether he's the candidate they want to support. At least some of them might have this question from Liz Cheney ringing in their ears.
Can a president who is willing to make the choices Donald Trump made during the violence of January 6th ever be trusted with any position of authority in our great nation again?
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by Ella Hill and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasiga. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.